presented to you by the Turkish Delight. Remember, it ain't delightful unless it's Turkish Delight.
Hey everyone, shut the hell up. The WeGo Podcast is about to start.
Hello, and welcome to the WeGo Podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the WeGo Show. The WeGo Show is a show where we talk about sex with friends. That doesn't really roll off the tongue very well. I used to say podcast. Podcast definitely sounded better. But hello, welcome to the WeGo Podcast. It's a podcast where we talk about sex with friends. Either way, you get it. You understand the message. And I am joined on this episode by the Turkish Delight.
What's up?
And then also coming back for the first time in... How long has it been? I mean, we're talking, what, December of 2021. So, yeah. So, first time back, we have Chris and Fawn. What's up?
Back from the dead.
So, our our listeners are probably, like, really stoked right now because they know who you are because they've been listening to the older episodes and stuff. But we just re-released them, and they've been doing very well. And so... they're probably like, holy crap, they're back. Where have they been? Where have you guys been? Start with whoever wants to go first.
I'll go because pretty much Chris and I were together. So we were probably traveling a lot. Not a lot, but like we've been trying to travel and working, you know, adult things.
Adult stuff. All right. And Chris, you vouch for that?
Yeah, I was with her. I can't say what we did all the time, but I was with her.
Yeah. I noticed sometimes like on your guys' Instagram and stuff, you guys do a lot of traveling. You go to like Arkansas, you were just in Kansas City and stuff like that. Aren't you talking about going like on another trip here pretty soon?
Go to Vegas in 8 days.
Nice.
So, yeah. And this will be our second trip this year.
That's cool.
That. We loved it so much that we of course, as soon as we got home, Fawn's like already looking for flights and all that to go back. So. I can't blame her. I love it too.
Yeah, Vegas is fun. Vegas is a lot of fun.
I have not been yet, but I've always wanted to go. Okay.
I say we do a WeGo Vegas trip one day.
I mean, that would make sense.
That would make sense. That'd be sweet. I would love that. Honestly, I love traveling. I don't do it nearly enough myself. But yeah. Anyways, so... all right, so we have a really great episode. We have a few topics on here. One of them you picked out, Chris. We're going to get to that here in a little bit. And But Steve, you and me were kind of talking in the WeGo chat yesterday. We were talking about are people having less sex? Like, is sex? You know, and I didn't really do a lot of research on it because I was like trying to guess. I was like, you know, because of technology and everything, are people having less or having more or the same? And my guess was less. And what was yours, Steve?
Oh, mine was less too. And there was a lot of factors I named.
Okay. All right. And now that. Chris and Fawn, if you just had a guess without doing any research or before you did any research, what would your guess to this be?
I would say less for sure.
Less. Chris,
well, you guys went all less. I'm gonna have to go more. I think let's go more. Let's say more. People are banging just as much as they were. They probably, you know, post pandemic, there's probably a lot more banging going on than there was.
Yeah,
2 years ago.
Well, actually, it turns out that the three of us, anyways, are actually correct. They say people college age or older, all across the board, are just having less sex in general, and it could be. It's due to a lot of factors, but they're blaming a lot of it on technology with social media and smartphones and stuff like that. Do you guys kind of agree with that from like your experiences and stuff like that? Or what do you think is the actual cause for less sex?
I'll go.
Okay.
I mean, I think people are a lot into I think that there is something about that, like with your phones and just being busy. But also, I wanted to say there's an age factor there, but if you're saying it's college and older, I mean, I know as I've gotten older, like, it's just not a priority sometimes, you know? And I think I mentioned this in the chat too. I mean, there's also a lot of great sex toys out there. So maybe people are like utilizing those when, you know, maybe someone else isn't in the mood, they still go and take care of themselves instead of maybe in the past, a lot of times, I mean, my family, I don't want to get into it, but my parents were one of those people, like they have sex every night, whether they want to or not, you know, it's so I, maybe there's something with that, like people's changing a mind of just not, it's not a priority, I think anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. What about you, Chris?
I mean, Funk's probably got a really good point on the just our phones in general. But I thought when you said less, there's a lot more pornography out there, easy access to get your hands on. And Shit, you don't need anybody for that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Steve, what are your thoughts on this? I know you made a really good point on hookup culture, not really... you said it's kind of dying out a little bit. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Well, basically, I feel, you know, with the way today's society is geared and the way the atmosphere is, you know, hookup culture is being frowned upon. They made a lot of specials about it. They've done documentaries on talking about it, and it's not taken in a good light. But I, you know, and so I think, and there's a lot of other factors. I also feel that the younger generation, because let's face facts, people in college age are much younger than us, generally speaking. So I think with that too, is people are more career oriented instead of family oriented. So they're trying to go out and get their careers going before they want to settle down and start a family. And I think so less and less people are getting married at a younger age. They're getting married at an older age. And then proven fact, shows like Teen Mom lowered the teen pregnancy. That was a proven fact. So I think a combination with that, the hookup culture, the media, social media, and the way, you know, the way everyone's mindset is towards their being career oriented. I think all that as a combination created this less sex environment.
So what I'm hearing is the millennials and Gen Z's fault, right?
Honestly, yeah.
God damn, dude, they're ruining everything. They're not buying homes. They're not freaking, you know.
But see, but another thing on a side note with that sex thing too, it was also proven that the younger generation doesn't go out to bars and drink as much as we did when we were at that age. So, I mean, statistics show that too. And I think alcohol has always played a factor with, you know, sex too.
Oh yeah. All that Bud Light that people were drinking back in the day, not anymore.
Well, I think that's true. Like, just the younger, like, college age kids, it seems like what I've seen online and just from experience is they're more homebodies, you know, because of like technology and streaming service, you know, they're not going out as much. What is that like thing that's called bed rotting, where you just like, have you ever heard of that term?
I heard of bedridden. I've never heard of bed rotting.
It's like a term that's like used, but basically where you just want to lay in your bed all day and you watch, you know, whatever. You binge watch TV and just eat and you just live in your bed, basically.
There was probably 2 years of my life where that was my life because I did not want to leave the house. I didn't care about going out. I was lame as fuck probably during the time when I shouldn't have been. I was lame as fuck. So I know that, dude. There was a time in my life where I did not want to go out. I wanted to fight my girlfriend with me or my fiance, you know, at the time. I just wanted to stay home, bang, and order pizza and watch a movie. Like, that was the best Friday night for me. Looking back at it now, I'm like, God damn, dude, I want to just go out and get a beer with some friends every now and then. You know what I mean? So I have totally flipped there, but I know what you're talking about there, Fawn. And that is... Honestly, I can see why that would be appealing. And also, it's expensive as shit to go out now. And honestly, to me, hookup culture or today's dating culture just seems like a total nightmare because of the constant access that we have to each other. Like, I hate the you gotta wait a little bit when someone texts you. There's that whole mentality where if you respond right away, you look desperate or you're clingy and stuff like that. And it's just so fake. And I'm so glad that I am married and I don't have to deal with that, because I don't think I would be able to handle that. But
yeah.
I think you got a good point, Ben, because now it's just your rent and all your utilities and food and that. You have a lot less money to go out, spend with all your friends. And like me and Fawn, we go to the bar occasionally, but we always notice it's more older couples. It's not really a lot of young people in the bars.
Yeah.
And another thing with the thing is, I mean, you could practically never have to leave your house. They have all those, all the food apps where you can get, food delivered on demand. You can get your groceries delivered on demand. You can work from home. I mean, you can essentially never have to leave your house and still live and survive. So I think that might be part of it as well.
Yeah. I just think technology has made it's bittersweet, because it's made things very convenient for a lot of people, but it's also taken away. It's kind of robbing us of like what generations before us, what they got to, you know what I'm saying? Because there was a lot more face-to-face communication. I feel like majority of communication now is done through texting. And I just feel like you don't get the same connection with somebody when you're texting with them, because you're not reading their face. You're not hearing how they're saying it, how they're reacting. I mean, I read a study that two people when texting, they could be reading the exact same conversation, but reacting to it two different ways. You know, one person could be like flirting and wanting and stuff. And the other person would be like, this person's joking. Like, they're not serious. It's just, I think that like, because of we're able to access to each other, we're able to talk to each other online, we're doing less of the person to person, which would require, which you need for sex. I just feel like I feel like the human connection has gone down.
I think people stopped going out as much. And I experienced this myself. And I don't know if it's just from not going out as much or if it's my age, but I find myself, the more I go out now, the more annoyed I am with other people. So I can imagine if you're not going out that much, you don't know how to socially react to just random situations. And that's definitely makes it harder to meet people and just learn how to like start up a conversation with someone randomly. Like, I don't understand how people date. Tinder and all that stuff, all the social media, or the different dating apps or whatever, but you don't see that anymore. Like in the old days before, social media, it was either you're at a bar or you knew somebody or knew somebody. So it's made it like a lot more difficult to interact with people, I feel like, too.
Yeah. And I think with the whole, I think dating apps in general is kind of ruined dating, in the sense of, for the most part, when you're on a dating app, you're just swiping between hundreds of people. You're just swiping right or left. So you never really take the time to focus on one person, to get to know one person, because you're always looking for the next best thing. So it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah, dude, just picking out the good, like picking out the right porn for you is even hard. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's so there's so much of it. So I can't even imagine trying to pick a person. Like, you're trying to pick a person that, that you maybe, go on a date with and stuff. I can't imagine what that's like. So it's like, no, they don't really hit me here. They could be doing this better. I don't know. That's, go ahead, Chris.
Oh, that's Steve.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
I was just going to say, I may sound a little cliche, Me and my girlfriend met on a dating app, but we met on a very obscure dating app. There wasn't a lot of people on there. And we both were actually like paying members. So we actually paid for a premium experience. So we were both looking for a real connection versus just, just some random one night thing. So
I feel a lot of people nowadays sit behind a computer or their Xbox or PlayStation or their phone, and they just portray themselves as somebody they're really not like. So when you finally do, if you do get that experience to meet that person face to face, you're just kind of like, wow, you're not who I thought you were going to be. We're not hooking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot to be said about too many options. I think that kind of goes back to your, like, you know, your guys' point about the online dating. When you were going out to the bar and stuff, your only options were whoever was in the bar with you. So it really narrows it down. So you have a bar full of 12 people. You're like, okay, well, who's the female? There's only three of them. Okay, there's three females. Okay, which one do I like the most? Which one is single? Which one is available? Who do I have a shot with? And then boom, like that narrows it down real quick. We're, you know, instead of like constantly swiping and stuff, I just feel like, man, I don't know. I'm going off the rails here, but that's my thought. Okay, all right. Does anyone have anything more to add to this?
Nope, nope.
I say... No. If you're listening to this, just have more sex. Get the numbers up. You're making the world look bad. Okay. All right. Now let's move on. Okay. So this next one, Chris, this was one that you brought up. Well, Fawn said that you came up with this. We're going to see if you really did come up with this. Now we're talking about facials here. For the listeners who are listening in, a facial, you should know what, if you're listening to this show, you should know what a facial is. Fawn, I'm going to let you explain it.
It's when you unload on someone's face. I guess That would be the best way to put it.
Just unload on okay. Chris, I should have gave
a scientific way of putting it.
I should have asked you to do that because you came up with this. All right. What is our thoughts on facials? Honestly, I think they're fucking awesome. I like them, but I can understand why, you know, because I wouldn't want that on my face. So I can understand why someone wouldn't want it on theirs. But like, if they're cool with it and they letting me do it, I don't see why not. But is it good for this? Is it actually good for the skin? I have heard this so many times. I don't know.
I did a little research since I'm the one that brought it up. I did a little research and it's so conflicting what you find on the internet. There's doctors out there saying it can actually be really bad for your skin. And there's another doctor that's like, it's just acne. And then there's another doctor that's like, you can get an STI from this. So be cautious out there, you know, before you let a guy spray you in the face with his hose.
Steve, be honest. Have you ever hosed a girl in the eye with your jizz?
Honestly, I actually have not.
Oh, the Turkish.
I don't know. It was either, you know, if a girl was going on me, she either, you know, swallowed it or some spit it out, or I like busted on their tits, but it was never on the face.
Okay, fine. I think you're the only opinion in my mind that matters here. Because I don't know. I don't know if you've been on the receiving end of this or not. I don't really know. But what are your thoughts on it?
I have. I don't care for it. I never cared for it. It just makes a mess on my face that I gotta clean up. I would I mean, I don't mind it on the tits. That's fine. But for some reason, just on the face just feels demeaning to me. But that's me personally. Now, when I've done it before, I did it because that person wanted to. And I was fine with, you know, them doing that. But I didn't get any pleasure out of it. I personally would much rather swallow. Like, that's just my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I somehow get, you know, for some reason, I get a pleasure out of that. So it's a win-win, I feel like, for both people. But yeah, me personally, I'm not into it. Yes, I've done it. Would I do it again? Yes, if the person wanted, mm-hmm. was really into doing that, wanted to try it, I would. But it's not something I'm into.
I know what we're doing later.
Now, see, to me... See, I've hit the chin before. I've hit, like, you know, in that area. But I'm always nervous about the eyes, only because I hear that it burns, like, really bad. I've heard people talk about that lots of times. And I'm also really nervous about getting it in their hair, in her hair. Because
I've definitely had it in my hair before.
Because, I don't know. Women seem to be very, very, like, if they were going to protect anything on their body, I feel like their hair is like the first thing that they protect. Like, I mean, they'll take showers without getting their hair wet. I mean, they'll do, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just so careful about their hair. So that would be what the eyes and the hair is what I'd be worried about. But as long as they're okay with it, like if we're like in the shower or something, like, and they're fine with it. Yeah. I mean, I think it's I don't have a problem with it.
I think in the shower would be great. Like, if we're going to do it, then I could just rinse my face off really quickly. It just, that would be the ideal situation. But I also, like, have sensitive skin, and I could just see, like, as I've gotten older, it's gotten more sensitive, like, that happening, and then I just get some, like, weird rash on my face.
So, you need to take an allergy test.
Am I allergic to jizz on my face?
Yeah. I mean, my one time was in the shower with a partner, and she was just like, if we're going to do this, let's do it in the shower. That way, it's just like Fawn said, just throw my face underneath the shower and just, it's over and done with.
Yeah.
Another thing I got to ask for Chris and Ben, I don't know if you guys experience this. Sometimes I feel like my cum is more runnier than other times, and other times it's like super thick. So I don't know if that's like makes a difference or what.
I don't know. I mean, I think I've noticed similar things too. I've heard people talk about, I'm not a doctor, I am not a specialist, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. But I hear that's more like, I think the longer you go without ejaculating, it becomes thicker. Now, I don't know if that's that could be a myth. I don't know. I could be full of shit right now, but it could. Yeah. I don't know. That might be a WebMD question.
Yeah.
It could be your diet. It could be how hydrated you are too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my diet's pretty poor. I'm not gonna lie there. So
we're gonna find out that Steve's been eating nothing but yogurt all three meals a day.
go on the yogurt and what is that? Pineapple juice diet.
Yeah.
Tastes good, man. But playing off of that, I've never noticed, like, you know how some people say, like, oh, if you eat asparagus or different foods that your cum will taste different for men. I don't know. I've never noticed a difference. It all kind of just tastes the same to me.
Really? So you never so have you ever noticed like just a thicker load that's just like, they're like, damn, what the fuck, Chris? Sorry, Chris. Yeah. I just name dropped you, but I mean, we all know you're a couple here, and we know we're adults.
I would say, yeah, I could. I would. Well, it's hard to say. Like sometimes it's a big load, and sometimes it's not as big. So it's hard to tell if it was just a lot more or was it a lot thicker. If that makes sense.
Swish it around next time.
Just spit it out and
just swish it around. Examine it. Gargle it.
But back to the original. Back to the original thing. So, Chris, you're saying that it's actually that's bullshit. That's a lie. It's not really good for the face.
Yeah, there was one doctor on the things I was reading. His name was Dr. Kirby. I don't know exactly where he worked at or what he did, but he was the one that was pretty much saying there's no benefits to your skin with it. You know, but there was people on Reddit that were you know more educated than him. Apparently, they were like, yeah, it's all good, dude, bro.
Can you imagine everybody who works for Brazzers or Reality Kings, like their faces when they saw that? They're like, oh, what? Seriously? I've been taking that for no reason. Oh, man. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty funny. Okay. Are you ready to move on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this last one. Now, this was a request of somebody that's not on this episode, unfortunately. I asked her, I was like, do you want me to wait? We can wait. And she was like, no, that's fine. We can always talk about it again. Shall we talk about things over and over again all the time? It's a sex podcast. It's going to happen. But this next one is eating ass on the first date a no-no?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolute. Fonz says absolutely. You better not come anywhere near that.
I think eating ass, no, to each their own. I'm not into it. It's not going to happen. Now, it has happened, but it's been a real drunk time if it's ever going to happen, especially on the first date. I mean, the only plus side I can think of is usually when you first date, you're going on a first date, you usually clean up real good. So maybe there's a chance it's real clean. Then let's say the fourth or fifth date. I don't know. It's just a dirty area. I don't understand. I know there's a lot of pleasure, sensory down there, and I get that, but I personally, absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Steve, let's go to you. What's your thoughts on? I we've talked about this so many times. I think I can probably say your answer word for word, but let's hear it.
Absolutely not. I never eat ass. I never will eat ass. I don't want my ass eaten. I don't want someone even in the same hemisphere as my asshole. So let alone any of that. So it's just not for me. I mean, to each their own. It's just not my thing. But if that's what if that's what gets you going, I would have to say I would agree with Fawn. On a first date, you're probably the most cleanest because you want to make the best first impression. And cleanliness, I think, is a big factor with when it comes to eating ass, I would assume. Anyways. So.
Okay, so we're 0-2 on the ass eating, Chris. All right, what side are you on?
Me no. That's a big no on my part. I've done it before, but it was at my marriage, 20 years ago, and it was something I was just like, I'm gonna try this out. It looked super cool when I was seeing it on the movies and stuff like that, and I did it, and I was just like, that does absolutely nothing for me. Vaughn and Steve are right. It's all about cleanliness. I mean, you got to give them like a survey of like how much Taco Bell have you eaten in the last week?
I mean, the only thing I've ever done is kiss someone's ass cheeks, but that's it. I don't think that counts as eating ass. So
that's different.
Yeah, that is different.
So. Yeah.
You know, a guy though, he will eat shit off. He not shit, little shit. But he will eat stuff. If he drops something on the floor, he'll eat it, and people will go, "Ooh, that's gross." And he goes, "Dude, I will eat ass for an hour." So I know people that are all about it, and they absolutely love it. For me, that's a no go.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, me, I don't know about the eating ass thing, but I will eat a girl out from the back. I don't. That's not the same thing, but I will go back there and do my thing just to eat like the. Eat her out. Now eating her ass. I've been there, but on the first date, no, because I'm not really. I'm more about just eating her out. I'd rather do that because I feel like I don't know. When I think about going down on a girl, that's what I think about more. That's what I want to do. Don't really care about the ass. And I don't know. They say it feels really good, but I don't know if it feels good for the woman as much as it does the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't, because I've never heard a woman say like, "I want my ass eaten." They want their, they want their clit licked. That's what they want, and so that's what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Now I am into ass. I do like that area. So yeah, put it on me and stuff, and I'll eat you out. But now eating the ass though, like that, no, on a first date. Absolutely not, because I just feel like that. But the thing is, though, I think Fawn and you have a really good point. I feel like that's probably the most ideal time to do it, as long as, like, I don't know, I because I think they would be more prepared. Like, I think they would be more cleaned. I think they would be more like have that area all cleaned up and ready to go and stuff. But like, I've heard so many stories of people like having hookups like with a girl after the bar. And like they'll be hitting her, having sex with her from the back, and then they'll see like pieces of toilet paper stuck to her asshole. you know what I'm saying? So, because like not every first hookup happens after like a nice date at a fancy restaurant where everybody had time to like get ready and stuff. No, a lot of times people have sex when they just met each other 10 minutes ago. It was last call, and they were just like, "Hey, can you give me a ride home?" And then then it progresses from there. Like that's usually That's how a lot of hookups happen. So I would not, I guess, I don't know if that would count as a first date though, but you know what I'm saying? Like the first time you were having sex with somebody. So yeah, I definitely would not do. I mean, I would do it if you feel comfortable, but I also think that eating ass, you kind of run the same risk as the first time as you do like the 10th time. An ass is an ass. It's not going to like, the risk. I don't think the risk vary based on how long you've known somebody for, but
I agree. And I think if you were just like, I literally would want someone to be right, like literally right out of the shower and they have taken the shower head and like blown it up their ass and cleaned it. And then like, that would maybe be like the only time it's just a gross, like things happen back there that like, that are smelly and like, you're just opening yourself up to like, a situation I feel like that wouldn't be pleasant. And going back to like what you said, it does feel good for women. It does feel good, but it's not as good as like being eaten at, like,
yeah,
the quit, like, that you can actually come from. And I don't know personally if you could from just licking my butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that there's, when you have, like, anal sex, there's a possibility, I feel like, there, especially for men, too. But, like,
because it's, yeah, pushing, is it because it's pushing the vaginal wall, right? It's like, it's kind of putting pressure in that area a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels great. But it's, that is, that's a whole nother conversation of,
yeah,
you got to be, like Chris said, you haven't had Taco Bell in like a week. And yeah, there's like porno, like porn stars talking about that. I've listened to podcasts about that, of like, you have to prepare yourself for those anal scenes. And like,
mm-hmm,
I kind of feel like it's the same situation in,
yeah,
a way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing that's really misleading about porn, is like, because they eat ass in porn, like it, like they're, you know, at Golden Corral or something, but like those assholes are clearly bleached. Like they're clearly like sanitized and they're ready to go. Like they got teams that are like, there's like a NASCAR team on the sidelines just keeping that asshole like ready to go. You, dude, know what I'm saying?
Dude. Porn stars get enemas. They have cleanings. Their bowels are like squeaky clean. So yeah, they're probably the cleanest you'll ever find.
Yeah. And then I feel like the people that are not educated on that stuff, you know, they're taking porn at face value. They probably don't realize that, you know, when they're eating ass and stuff like that, like it's a different thing. It's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But Chris, you have any last things to say about this?
Have you guys ever seen the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jack McBrower has got a line in that movie. He goes on a honeymoon to Hawaii, and it's like his first time ever having sex ever. And he says, God is a horrible city planner. Mm-hmm. Who the hell puts a kid's playground next to a sewage treatment plant? So that's kind of my feelings on the whole thing, too.
Okay. All right. So those are our thoughts on, unless it, does anyone else have anything last to add to that? I certainly don't.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have the person who wanted us to talk about that. I can't wait to hear her answer. So if she's listening to this, you're on the hot seat. Okay. All right. So let's move on. Okay. Now you, we did this last week, Chris and Fawn. I'm pretty sure you guys remember this. This is called Hot or Not. You remember how this works? Okay.
Yeah.
So basically I'm just giving a scenario here. Now I found these scenarios are coming straight from porn, straight from Reddit, straight from sex forums, just different places. And this is where I see something and I'm just kind of describing in my own words what I saw. Okay. So this first one is a guy getting a blowjob while the woman is pissing on the ground. So she's peeing and giving a blowjob at the same time. Hot or not? What is our thoughts on this? Have we done this before? I'm not gonna lie, I definitely have done this before. But he wants to go first. You know, Steve, you're quiet. I haven't heard you sit, like make a sound. So I'm gonna have you go first.
Well, I have never experienced this, and I wouldn't say it's hot because, you know, I don't like piss. I don't like golden showers. I don't like any of that stuff. I mean, I guess as long as I don't know it's happening and I don't see it, it's probably fine. But I feel like if she's that close and pissing right there, it might get on my, you know, my feet. And it, and if we're doing it outside in the summertime, chances are I'm wearing flip-flops. I don't want piss on my feet.
Great. All right. Okay. All right. Chris, I'll let you go next.
I've never done this, but I would definitely give this a try. So I don't know. I find it hot. I have found myself, you know, you get in that rabbit hole of pornography on the hub or wherever you're on, and you're like, I like squirting. I like shit like that. So to me, it's hot. Definitely. I like to listen to, I don't know what it is. I like to listen to a girl pee.
Nice. All right.
And I get my accent, so it's bonus.
Yeah, that to me, that's honestly, that's the key right there. I'm just getting some head. That's, you know, I'm saying that alone is hot. But Fawn, what are your thoughts?
I guess I would be the one peeing in this situation. So I would not mind doing this. But once again, kind of going back to, I would want to be in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be peeing like outside or like in my bed. I don't know.
Maybe in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
The toilet. Oh,
that's true. I could be peeing on. Okay.
How about a reverse Blumpkin? Can we do a reverse Blumpkin?
Wait, yeah. What is that?
That's where you're taking a shit and she gives you head, but this time she would be
taking you head. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want any part of that. Now,
nope.
I have had, there was one time where I was, you know, my wife, you know, we were doing our thing and we were having sex and stuff. We were outside and then she was taking a break to go pee and I didn't know that. She was squatting and everything and I went for her mouth, you know, and but she wasn't actually peeing though. She was just down there and then, you know, she was doing that. And then she was doing it for a while and she was like, can you please just back up and let me do this? And I was like, why? What's going on? She's like, I came over here to pee. Why did I didn't know. I didn't realize that. So, yeah, that was probably that. Yeah. That's the only time I remember where that happened. And that was completely because I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. So that's how that happened.
But did you think it was hot?
Yeah, I did think it was hot. I don't, I like that she, you know, she like held it back just for me because like she could have easily just told me to fuck off and like, dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so yeah, I think it's hot. And I think on it's like, it's not that I think it was hot that she was necessarily like, just like peeing. I think it was the fact that she was doing, I don't know, there's something about distracted sex that has always been hot to me is when they're or multitasking, when they're like trying to do something else, but they're also, there's something about that that I've always kind of been turned on by. And maybe that's probably why I think it's hot.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, so I'm going to go hot. You said, what did you say, Fawn?
Hot in the shower.
Hot in the shower. Okay. And Steve, you said not hot.
Yeah, nah, not hot for me.
you don't want pee on your flip flops. And, yeah. And Chris, you said hot?
Hot.
All right. So that's 3-1. Okay. All right. Let's do this next one. We only have 2 more. So this next one is, okay. So a couple while walking outside is wanting to have sex, but they don't want to do it on the ground. So the guy just pulls a old, raggedy, ripped up, stained filled couch out of a dumpster for them to fuck on. So they're like, well, I want to have sex, I'm so horny right now, but I don't want to do it on the ground, so what are we going to do? And it's like, oh, I got this couch out of this dumpster, well, just let me grab this real quick and we'll do it on that. What do we think about this? Do we think this is hot or not?
I'll go.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of fucking, well, that's how men's brains work when they think they're going to get laid. They'll go to lengths like that, like taking an old ass couch out of a dumpster, you know, a bunch of raccoons been fucking on already. Just leave it in there. If that's what you're going to do, just leave it in there. Save yourself some trouble. Not hot.
Not hot. Okay, Steve, are you pulling this couch out of the dumpster? Or what are you doing?
Now, I will first say, I can't really say it's hot or not. I probably would do it, especially if I've been drinking. I would probably just be like, if she's like, oh, I don't want to do it on the floor, I don't want to do it that, I'd be like, well, fuck it. We'll just do it on this raggedy old couch that probably 1,000 other people did it on, you know, and we'll just shower later. That's all, you know, no big deal.
Okay. All right, fine. If you saw your man just straight up just power lift up couch out of the dumpster for you,
No, that's for him. That's for him.
It's also for you too.
Okay. It's not hot to me. I would much rather if you didn't want to do it on the ground, like just lean up against a wall or something. Like, I feel like you could get creative without having to put your body parts and genitalia on a crusty old couch. So I feel like you could come up with some better ways. I would appreciate the effort. Be like, great, that's really hot that you lifted a couch and all that, but let's figure out something. If you can lift a couch, then you can probably lift my leg up just to fuck against a wall or something. So
yeah,
not hot.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would just straight up at this point, because you're already outside anyways, just go up against the car, go up against the dumpster. I wouldn't prefer the dumpster. Go up against a tree and then just hit it from, you know, do the quickie positions. What are the quickie positions? What? Doggy style. One leg up. Yeah. Blowjob. Yeah. You know, yeah, you got to learn those quickie positions, man. If you don't know a quickie position, then you shouldn't be fucking outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my thoughts on this. That's what I would do. I would not. No, because who knows how many people or species are having orgies on that thing on a daily basis. No, Yeah, I would say not hot.
What if a homeless guy shows up and he's just like, "That's my couch I've been sleeping on. Fucking ruining it."
He tries to join in somehow.
You got your jizz on my couch.
I mean, homeless people could have had sex on that couch. Who knows?
No, they do that in the back of a Prius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Do we have anything more about dumpster diving for couches?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Okay. So this next one is this is the last one. Okay. So this was from a story, a woman who was talking about this, and she said she seemed pretty upset. Well, she seemed pretty upset, but she was more of like, what the? She wasn't mad that she got kissed. She was just kind of mad of who kissed her, and I'll explain why. She said that a woman who frequently makes out with her girlfriends at parties was told by one of the girls that she made out with had just sucked off and swallowed some stranger she just met moments before the kiss took place. So what is our thoughts on this? Do we think the are you guys still there? Okay.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that this was not really well thought of? Do you even think there's an issue here? What is our thoughts on this?
I don't think there's an issue. I don't know. That doesn't bother me at all. I think it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, like, I mean, it'd be different if she had the jizz in her mouth and then turned around and then, but if it's been like,
yeah,
you know, a few minutes or whatever it was, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, like, who cares? I don't know. To me, that seems like this person's kind of a free spirit or whatever, and is probably kissing a lot of people, and so you should kind of expect that from this person. Or I don't know, it just doesn't seem like a big deal to me. I think it's kind of hot. So
yeah. Chris,
oh, isn't that called a snowball where they spit it in your back?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, it's a snowball. Yeah.
Sorry, Steve.
It's all good.
I mean, if you know this person, you kind of know they're probably like that in the first place. So don't be surprised if you're giving them kisses. I don't think it's really that hot. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, kudos to her. She's kind of a free spirit like that. And like Fawn said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to see this, though. Just the just like the reaction, be like, why does this taste like jizz? Why does this taste like cum?
Yeah. Steve, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't see a problem with it. Would I really say it's hot? I can't really say that. I think it's more funny because, especially if the other girl didn't know, and then she's like, what's that taste? What's that weird sticky substance? I'd probably be laughing my ass off. That's just me. But so I kind of think, you know, it's not a bad thing. Yeah. But is it going to like turn me on and I'm like, oh, God, I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time even collecting my thoughts on this because, like Fawn said, I'm trying to see where the problem really is. Because like, had she not known, if she not said anything about it, would she even have noticed unless she tasted it? Now, if she bothered by the taste, is the taste putting her off? Like, I don't really know what like she's upset about, really. On like I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I've seen this at parties before where girls that are, you know, they're friends with each other, but they'll make out and stuff, and they'll put on a show in front of the, you know, in front of the crowd and stuff, and they'll entertain each other, and it's just everybody having a fun time. And I've always thought that was actually pretty cool, so I don't have anything, you know, against it. But regardless, so I don't know. I don't, but it, from what she was saying, it didn't seem like she was just concerned by that. It just seemed like she was just like shocked by it. Like she was just kind of thrown off by it, but I don't know. I think it's maybe, kind of hot, maybe it is. Maybe it is being, it would be considerate just to, you know, tell the person you're kissing, like, hey, this is what I just did 2 minutes ago.
So it wasn't, the lady gave a blowjob and then tried to kiss the lady in the story. She saw her kiss another lady? Is that what happened?
So this girl who just gave a blowjob to a stranger. Now, that is probably a big thing that's missing that we're not. That's probably a huge key that we're missing. She blew a stranger and swallowed him and then came over at the party. I guess she left the room or something, came out into the party and started making out with her. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it seemed like then later on she found out that she like blew a dude, and she was just like, did she come out and kiss me right away? Like, was like, what the fuck? So I don't know, but I mean, she could have like brushed her teeth before she came out. She could have did so many things. It doesn't mean it's still in her mouth or anything. She could have swallowed it. Like, there's a lot of things. Like, I don't get the jump into conclusions is what I don't get, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like she would have no idea unless someone told her that that happened. And to me, maybe it seems like it's a more personal, like maybe she was more upset because this person that she was kissing just kissed someone else. Like, she had feelings or something. Like, yeah. I don't know. It just didn't, or maybe they're, I don't want to say like prude. That's not the word I want to use, but maybe that they're just more, I don't know,
off put.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just like, you know, worried about, maybe they're a germaphobe or anything. There could be something else there behind it. But to me, it seemed like it was more personal of like, that's my woman. And then she was just like sucking someone else's dick. Who knows? I mean, we don't know.
But. Yeah. You know, that's a good point. Cause usually when the parties, when I'm at and parties I've been with Steve, when I see two girls making out with each other, I just automatically assume that they're just like being friends and this is just what they do. And like, they're just having fun. You know,
I don't make out with my friends. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not saying every girl does this, but every girl that does do this, that's what I assume is just happening. Is this, they're just putting on a show. Now, I could be way off here based on this, but Steve, you've seen this stuff before. I know you have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's happened. It's pretty common occurrence, I feel like. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I've definitely made out with other girls, but they weren't like my friends, if that makes sense. Like, they're acquaintance more.
Yeah.
But like, I'm thinking of like my best friend, like, that's never happened. We go on vacation together and sleep in the same bed, but we do not touch, you know? But yeah.
I've seen some really close best friends, two girls. I mean, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Chris, you got something. What do you got?
But what if, now we're just throwing our own shit into this scenario, but what if she's like, this tastes weird. What happened? And she's just like, I just kind of sucked that guy's dick. And she looks at him and goes, oh, he's gross. He's not attractive. And that makes her go, oh, no, not that nasty son of a bitch. Or what if he would have been hot? Who knows? We're just throwing our own shit into this. So, maybe we don't know.
Yeah. The lack of details does not help in this story, but either way, I guess she was bothered by it, or maybe she's secretly turned on by it, and that's why she's, you know, bringing it up on a blog. Who knows? Like you said, we're all throwing in our own shit. But as far as this being hot or not, I'm going to say it's hot, because if I saw this, I don't think it would be pretty cool. I don't have a problem with this, but I say hot. Chris, did you say hot?
What'd you say? I don't remember. After listening to everybody, I didn't say it's pretty hot. I mean, what guy doesn't like watching two girls making out?
Yeah.
We don't know what happened before.
Yeah. Cause if you're a dude, there's a good chance that we've all, like, dudes, there's a chance that we have made out with a woman before that just sucked a dick moments before. We don't know. We have no idea. Like, we always kind of take that chance when we meet a girl for this and we want to hook up with them. Like, we don't know what they did, like, 10, you know, an hour before they showed up that night. You know, so, but you don't want to think about that stuff. I think it's like going out to a restaurant. You don't know what they did to your food in back in the kitchen, but you just don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
What, you know what I'm saying? So, it's kind of like along the lines of the same thing.
Well, I'd hope that none of us have tasted. Well, I mean, if you're into the taste of semen or whatever, that's on you. But you know, would we even have a clue what it is? Like, why does this taste weird? Like, what is it, this new flavor I've discovered?
You mean you've never accidentally got semen in your mouth, like jerking off? It's just never accidentally like flown into your mouth. I don't know.
No, dude. Oh,
the accidental money shot when you couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, grab anything in time. I don't know. You can get it in your joke was easily.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so I don't have anything more on that. You guys, do you?
No.
All right. Those were all great, excellent topics. I want to say, you know, thank you for, you know, you, Chris and Fawn, thank you for coming back, being back on the show. Really do, it really does mean a lot. I'm sure the listeners are definitely going to enjoy listening to you two again. Steve, you're always awesome. Thank you for,
I try.
You know, I think this, those are all excellent topics and great conversations. And I look forward to having more on a weekly basis. We're going to try to put out a new episode every week again. I know we were gone for a long time, hiatus, scheduling conflicts, a lot of stuff. You know, life just happens, but we're back and we're going to try to be as consistent as possible. Please be on the lookout for a new cuckolding. We got a new cuckolding stories part 3, and then we got some sex fantasies on the way, and we got some anal stuff getting ready. You know, we got, I think Steve suggested like pilgrim sex for Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I mean, it's going to be great. I am looking forward to this. I am happy to be back. We were gone for way too long. And I just want to say thank you to our listeners. Thank you for holding on, and thank you for not giving up on us and still listening. And yeah, we appreciate you. If you want to look for me, I am BennyB278 on TikTok. And yeah, do you three have any things to say before we go?
Nothing. I don't, but I'm glad to be back. Excited to talk about some more sex.
Pilgrim sex. I had you at pilgrim sex.
Yes. Yeah.
Or Steve did. Steve, I'm just joking. Chris, you got anything?
I just want to tell the viewers out there, thank you for sticking around. You know, it's nice to be back. Ben, you started messaging me, and I think like one of the first things I said to you, I'm like, you trying to get the band back together? And we did. We got the band back together. We're around. Hopefully, put on a lot more stuff for you guys. And just happy to be here.
Good to have you guys back. And Steve,
yeah. It's good to be back. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I'm glad listeners have stuck around. You know, the numbers are pretty consistent with our first episode back. You know, and yeah, keep on the lookout. And another thing I want to add too, Ben, I don't know if we wanted to at some point create an email for it where people can submit anonymous stories of their own if listeners want to submit their own stories.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we already do have an email. We have the same email that we've always had. It's wegoprivatestories@gmail.com. Thank you for saying that. I always forget that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so please submit your own questions, stories, fantasies, whatever you want to send us. You know what I'm saying?
Go flood Fawn's inbox with dick pics. It's rumham77, I think, on everything.
On Instagram. I think it's just Instagram. Dude, I have now.
I don't know. I've heard women love that. Could be wrong.
I don't hate it.
Really?
I don't hate it. Okay. I used to collect them. I used to have a private folder, and I had a bunch of... I was going to make a coffee book about it. Like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, it started trading cards.
I mean, there was no faces. It was just a lot. I just thought it'd be an interesting like coffee book just to have of just dick pics I've gotten off social media. Like, but anyway, that folder got somehow with a phone issue. It's gone. But I need a new collection. I need a new collection. So send them in.
All right. Like Chris said, Flutter inbox, I guess. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks again. Thank you for listeners. Thank you. Please tune in for more episodes. We are going to head on out, and we will be back next week. Take care.
All right. Later, guys.